from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's take a call. I started off talking about the Mets and a little bit about the Yankees, basically just saying it's not the worst loss of the season. The worst loss of the season is the one where it's like, that's the season. You can easily say for Mets fans, going into the last week of August, if you knew back in January you'd be 2.5 games out of the last wild card spot, would you take that? The answer would absolutely be yes. Let's go to Adam in East Islip on The Fan. What you thinking about, Adam?
How we doing? Thanks for having me on. Well, I was thinking about the conversation with Lindor and Ohtani, and I was at the game Friday. Lindor's been playing elite for sure, no doubt about it. But is there really much of a conversation on who wins that? Like, if I asked you who's going to win, I got to think most people are 100% saying Ohtani.
Ohtani's going to win. And I don't know if it's 100% now after you saw Lindor homer from both sides of the plate, you know, grand slam. Like, the guy's doing it with his glove, doing it with his bat. I just think he's in the conversation. I think last week I heard Evan laughing at Positive Tommy saying, there's no conversation. Yeah, because one guy has multiple MVPs. One guy does something in baseball we've never seen. But in a year where he's not pitching, yes, you can look at the 40 homers and the 40 stolen bases. But I also look at, like, most valuable player. Ohtani is with Freddie Freeman. Ohtani is with Mookie Betts. He's with the Dodgers, who every year are where they are, with or without him. His value to them, I guess, is, you know, $700 million. But Lindor's value to the Mets, like, where would the Mets be without their shortstop? It's a big gap there. That's the conversation.
Yeah, I think I agree completely. But if I asked you, if you put Ohtani on the Mets, would he make more of an impact than Lindor is right now?
I don't know, because he doesn't play on the other side of the ball yet. Like, you know, he just threw off the mound for the first time. I was reading that, you know, he's coming back to pitch. He's not going to pitch this year. But, you know, he's a DH. So how much better than J.D. Martinez is he? He's a lot better. Does he win you some of those close games, some more of those games? Maybe. But Ohtani was never coming over here. Thanks for the call, Adam. Another conversation I was having with Ohtani with a friend of mine from the Fan Cave. That's where I was over the weekend. We had the 10-year MLB Fan Cave reunion, you know, talking about wasting opportunities. That was an opportunity of a lifetime for me. I don't think I end up doing a lot of things if it wasn't for that. And one of my good friends in the Fan Cave is Serena. She's a Dodgers fan. And then we're talking to other baseball fans, and they're all telling me how Ohtani's better than Judge and this and this and this. We're having that debate. But then I'm talking about Ohtani, and I'm like, man, Ohtani was so secretive. He was hiding so many things. Ohtani had a scandal to start the year. We just brushed that under the rug. Ohtani didn't even give New York a chance, the Mets or the Yankees. And he's beloved in Los Angeles on both sides. He's a traitor. He went from the Angels to the Dodgers. Nobody made a fuss about it. The Angels fans, during their preseason game, their exhibition spring training game that they hosted the Dodgers in the Big A, they're standing up giving him a round of applause. I'm like, why does this guy have different rules? Why does this guy get treated differently? Either way, I don't care so much to talk about Ohtani. I just think that we have to put respect on Lindor's name, and in doing so, we are saying that he's in the MVP conversation. Ohtani's going to win it. Ohtani has won year after year after year. The only one that stopped Ohtani was Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is going to win it too. But I just got to put respect on what Lindor has done through this stretch. You could argue he's been just as good as Ohtani, just in a different way. His importance to the Mets, hitting, being clutch, clutch hitting, defensively, what he does. Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Lindor. That contract is accurate. He's worth what he makes. And for him to start slow in the beginning of the season when it was cold, it's like, okay, so what? That's what we see. That's consistent with him. But, man, he's on one right now, and they're going to need him the rest of the way. And he's a guy that came out in the beginning of the year, and when people were down on him, he was constant. He was steady. He had a smile on his face. He came out and said, I'm Francisco Lindor. Like, he knows who he is, and he knows he's the leader and most important player on that team. They called the team meeting. He led in that team meeting, and then he went out there after and led by example with his bat, with his glove. I mean, you know, we were talking about whether he shouldn't hit from both sides of the plate. We were talking about, you know, all this stuff with Lindor that doesn't matter. What matters is right now the Mets are in it. They're above 500. They're only a couple games out of the last wild card spot, and you got to look at this last month as an entertaining month. You got to look at this last month as an opportunity, and the Mets absolutely can't waste this opportunity. Jarvis is in Harlem next on The Fan. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up? What's up, Keith? How you doing?
All right. You know, a little different being on at 10 a.m. versus 10 p.m., but I'm living in it.
Yeah. Yeah, for the first time. Yeah, it's taking over. Yeah, I want to talk about the Mets from, you know, from yesterday. I think that, I mean, they just wasted Jose Quintana's performance. You know, if they was like wasting a 2-0 lead in the bullpen, they didn't get the job done. So that was, I wouldn't say it was a worst loss from yesterday, but because you know how the Mets do, because it's hard to take. They should have took 3 out of 4 from San Diego, but they blew it. But because you know when they had like a 10-game road trip, but they losing 2 out of 3 to the Angels, but
yeah, they got swept by the Mariners. The Mariners just fired their manager. It's not great, but what it is it's compounded. Like I said, it's the Braves losing on the same day. It's the best part of your bullpen giving up the game. Like your weapon in Jose Buto and your closer in Edwin Diaz, the guys that you think you can always rely on, depend on. And then again, like you said, wasting a Quintana start. Usually the Quintana start is over in the third inning. I mean, for him to pitch like he did yesterday, I know many people wanted him to be pulled, him to get out of that game a little bit sooner. It's compounded. You had the lead. You had a 2-0 lead. And you could have taken the series, but you end up splitting the series. And I just don't think that all is lost.
Yeah. So, and then they got a day off, and then they got the Diamondbacks, which they never lose. I mean, and then you got to go to the White Sox. And, you know, because you know how the Mets always do, struggle against bad teams. But, you know, this is an opportunity to do that. But if they don't do that the next six games on this road trip, but it's going to be, I mean, that'd be done. So, you know, they got to take care of business, so.
Thanks for the call, man. I mean, you just said it, though, right? Today might be one of the last days I could say, it's all right. It's all right in front of them. Today could be one of the last days I could say, that's not the worst loss of the season. They still have. Because if you go get swept by the Diamondbacks, that's tough. I don't think they're going to get swept by the Diamondbacks. They need to take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. And then you'll look at these three series against postseason teams that are wild card teams in the postseason, and say, we took 2 from the Orioles, we took 2 from the Padres, we took 2 from the Diamondbacks. We belong. But then also with the White Sox, don't take them lightly. Speaking from experience, it was just 2 weeks ago today, the New York Yankees waltzed in there thinking it was all good, thinking it was sweet. And that ended up being the Chicago White Sox World Series, where they win 12-2. They wore their City Connect uniforms. It was Grady Sizemore's first win as manager. Luis Gil struggled. Oh, we lost Jazz Chisholm. Good to have Jazz Chisholm back, by the way, as everything is coming together for the Yankees, it seems. Handling business against the Rockies, as they should. Well, like I said, the Old Timers Day, at least you had the Old Timers Day festivities before that whack game with Will Warren. But the Yankees handling business, Judge being Judge. For Yankee fans right now, I think you're okay with where we are. There's a little bit of a lead, a 1.5 game lead, and the Orioles don't look as dominant as they've looked for stretches in this series. So we take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. Here comes the last month of this baseball season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.